Now we'll proceed with the reason that we're all here today. At this time, I'd ask Attorney-elect Michael Hatch, to move to the stage where retired Minnesota Court of Appeals Chief Judge Dee Dee Wozniak will administer the oath of office. In becoming Attorney General, Mike Hatch extends a long career in law in the public sector that included service as our state's Commerce Commissioner.
So Mike Hatch is going to take the oath of office to be the state's next Attorney General. You're listening to live coverage of the swearing-in ceremonies coming to you from the Minnesota State Capitol, the Capitol Rotunda. The highlight of the event, of course, the swearing-in of Jesse Ventura in just a few minutes is the next governor of the state of Minnesota. Mike Hatch, though, goes first.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge
the duties of the office of Attorney General of the State of Minnesota.
The duties of the office of Attorney General of the State of Minnesota.
To the best of my judgment.
The best of my judgment
and ability,
so
help me God.
So help me God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present to you the Chief Attorney for the State of Minnesota, Michael Hatch.
Mike Hatch, who replaces Skip Humphrey as the State Attorney General. Here's Mike Hatch.
Thank you. As Attorney General, I am charged not only to enforce the law, but also to apply justice. 100 years ago, in November of 1898, Clarence Darrow defended Thomas Kidd, a union organizer in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. In his closing argument, Mr. Darrow distinguished the difference between law and justice as follows. There's some things higher than the law. There's an innate sense of justice. There's the human sympathy on which the human race survives, which is its preservation. While laws have come and gone, justice persists. And woe be to the law that gets in front of justice, for no prosecutor is strong enough to defend it. Written laws imposed by government on the governed represents a long struggle of the human race from the chaos of the jungle to the order of today's civilization. Such laws, however, are but words and paper without the application of justice by the government. For instance, during a period of oppression in France 200 years ago, a philosopher ridiculed the injustice of their laws by noting that the law, in its majestic equality, forbid all men, rich and poor, from sleeping under bridges, begging in the street, or stealing bread. What he meant is that when the law is applied in an uneven manner, without recognition of the imperfection of man or its institutions, we slip back down to the path of the jungle. But when justice is applied to the law, when we apply justice equally to all citizens, we continue our upward journey to a just society. Very simply, justice means that laws must be fairly applied to all people and institutions, big and little, to make fair the conditions of our society. This is why the phrase, equal justice under the law, is etched on the entrance of the Supreme Court. It means that the government is charged with building a system of justice that treats all of us alike, rich and poor, big and little, black and white, the government as well as the governed. I thank the citizens of Minnesota for the opportunity to be their Attorney General, and I pledge to you today that I'll be an Attorney General that will enforce the law and, to the best of my ability, apply justice. Thank you.
Mike Hatch, Minnesota's new Attorney General. Mr. Hatch, former state DFL party chair, former Commerce Commissioner.
At this time, I have the pleasure of administering the oath of office to state treasurer-elect Carol Johnson. Carol, I ask you to come forward. Carol Johnson assumes the position of state treasurer after many years of public service and political activities at the local level, including serving as a Bloomington City Council member, and at the state level, including 11 years as chief aide to outgoing treasurer. Carol, why don't you come forward?
So Carol Johnson will be sworn in now as the state's last state treasurer. The office is being abolished. Chief Justice Kathleen Blatz will administer the oath of office. Carol Johnson's principal job, presiding over the demise of the office.
I do solemnly swear I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of State Treasurer.
Of the Office of State Treasurer.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol Johnson is now our new state treasurer. And she will have a few words to say. Still to come, of course, the inauguration
of
Jesse
Chief
Ventura.
Thank you, Chief Justice Blatt. Governor and Mrs. Carlson, Governor-elect and Mrs. Ventura, honorable justices, former governors, fellow constitutional officers, past, present, and elected, and distinguished guests and fellow Minnesotans. It is an honor to be among you today, accepting our assignments to serve the people of Minnesota for the next 4 years. This is an opportunity for all of us, representing Minnesota's three major political parties, to work in concert to address the concerns of our constituents and to create a climate that restores citizen confidence to our political system. For my part, it has become clear that we are a credit-driven society. Our financial future is jeopardized by higher consumer debt. And I want to teach and I want to encourage our young people and our adults the responsible alternative of saving before purchasing. I hope to reverse the trend toward debt to fix our problems and instead persuade Minnesotans to pay themselves first through saving. I will use my years in office not only to manage and invest your money, our state's money, wisely, but to help people develop better money management habits through our Save for America program. I will work with the legislature to find ways to reduce bank fees that are being paid by citizens to access their own money, especially through the use of ATM machines. I will finally work hard to implement new technologies in the area of electronic commerce so that our government becomes citizen-friendly. These are no small tasks for any of us, but they are indeed worthy challenges. I look forward to working with all of you to keep Minnesota the progressive state it has always been and to keep the well-being of our citizens first in priority. Thank you.
Carol Johnson, Minnesota's new state treasurer, and as we said, the last state treasurer, the voters approving a constitutional amendment to abolish the office.
At this time, I would call on Chief Judge Edward Toussaint Jr. of the Minnesota Court of Appeals, who will administer the oath of office to State Auditor Judy Detcher. Judy Detcher is beginning her second term today as Minnesota's state auditor. She previously was an assistant Minneapolis City Attorney and in private legal practice.
Judy Detcher, the only constitutional officer to win re-election in November.
I, Judy Detcher.
That's a tongue twister. I, Judy Detcher.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of.
The duties of the office of.
State Auditor.
State Auditor.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Judy Detcher.
Mike Mulcahy, some talk that she's going to run for the Senate, maybe as a Democrat, for she's a Republican.
That's right, but she doesn't fit the Republican mold. She's more of an Arne Carlson
Thank
Republican.
You, and I want to begin by thanking Judge Toussaint for doing me the honor of administering the oath of office. He is a talented jurist and a good friend, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart. As public officials, we so rarely have an opportunity to thank those who have helped and supported us along the way, and I would be remiss today if I let this opportunity go. And so I want to begin by thanking my husband, Ed, and my two boys, Grant and Ryan, who aren't here today because if they were, none of us could hear what I'm saying right now. But they've stood behind me for the last 4 years as I've served as your state auditor, and they've given me a lot of love and support this last year as I ran for re-election. I also want to acknowledge my parents, Jim and Marilyn Dutcher, who are in the audience today. My parents raised me to believe that there were no limits on what I could accomplish in life, and more importantly, that there were no such things as glass ceilings. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the staff of the Office of the State Auditor. They have made the last 4 years so tremendously rewarding. I think they're the big reason why I chose to run again. When I was recruited to run for this office by Governor Arne Carlson 4 years ago, he told me, as the preceding state auditor, that he loved it, and he guaranteed me I would love it as well. And I do, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the people of the state, and also as a person who he recruited to run for political office. I thank him so much for getting me to do this, and I thank the staff of the Office of the State Auditor. The people of the state of Minnesota are truly blessed to have such hardworking, dedicated people looking out for their best interests. And finally, to my new fellow constitutional officers, you know, as I've traveled the state after this election, I've been really struck by the feeling of optimism and hope that people in this state have for what the six of us are going to accomplish over the next 4 years. And I know that we do come from three different political parties, but we all share one common goal, and that is to enrich the lives of Minnesotans. I thank you, and I sincerely look forward to the next 4 years.
Minnesota State Auditor Judy Dutcher being sworn in for a second term. Live coverage of the ceremonies underway at the Minnesota State Capitol Rotunda. Here's Chief Justice Blatz.
I will ask Secretary of State-elect Mary Kiffmeyer to step forward to receive the oath of office. This is Mary Kiffmeyer's first elective office after many years of involvement in politics and public service. She continues the family tradition of elected office following her husband, Ralph, who served in the State House of Representatives in the 1980s. I have the privilege of administering the oath.
Mary Kiffmeyer, succeeding Joan Groh, who held the job since 1974. Of course, Groh was a Democrat. Kiffmeyer is a Republican.
Raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Secretary of State.
The duties of the Office of Secretary of State.
To the best of my judgment.
To the best of my judgment.
And ability.
And ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Now, Mike Mulcahy, we have a new Secretary of State.
Mary Kiffmeyer, you mentioned before that Judy Dutcher was the only incumbent to come back. That's true, because she was the only one who sought re-election. Everybody else either tried to run for higher office or retired, which is why we're seeing so many new faces today.
Here's Mary Kiffmeyer.
It is a delight and an honor to be here today, and thank you, Minnesota, for giving me this privilege. Governor Arne Carlson and Susan, Governor-elect Ventura and Terry, to all the wonderful dignitaries and guests and the people of Minnesota who are here today. There are times in your life when you come to a point at which you need to say thank you to people because I didn't get here by myself. And it is certainly an opportunity that I want to take. First of all, to my husband, Ralph, for 31 years of faithfulness and love, thank you. To my children, Christina, Patrick, James, and John, for the lessons of life that they taught me. To my grandchildren, for the sparkle and joy that they bring to life. To my grandparents, the Sands and the Krusheks, thank you for your commitment to family and public service that you gave me an example of for so many years. You know, those are very important people, but I also want to say thank you to the Lord above, for my future is in His hands, and I'm grateful for that. In the coming years, I look forward as Secretary of State to building on the good of the past. Much good has been accomplished in the past. But we don't want to stay there. We have a wonderful future. And in these next 4 years, I have the opportunity to come into, matter of fact, a new millennium. That is a special responsibility, and I am delighted and eagerly look forward to serving you. Thank you again. I am looking forward to the integrity and the trust that you have given to me to carry forward in serving with you this office. Thank you.
Minnesota's new Secretary of State, Mary Kiffmeyer, who is now the state's chief elections officer. We're going to hear from the Lieutenant Governor next, and then Governor Jesse Ventura.
Lieutenant Governor-elect Mae Schunk and her family to please approach the podium. Walter Bowser, former judge of the 2nd Judicial District in Ramsey County, will administer the oath of office. Ms. Schunk is a longtime educator in the St. Paul School District, whose focus in recent years has been curriculum development and academic enrichment programs. Please step up.
The new Lieutenant Governor, Mae Schunk, taking her oath of office.
Repeat after me.
Right.
Nervous.
I, Mae Schunk, do solemnly swear.
I, Mae Schunk, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And that I will discharge faithfully my duties.
And that I will discharge faithfully my duties.
Of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
Of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
Of the State of Minnesota.
Of the State of Minnesota.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
We have a new Lieutenant Governor now. And she was in the studios, Mike, did a call in after the election. What a delightful woman. And totally shocked, of course, at being selected as Lieutenant Governor. One day you're a teacher, and the next day you're running.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you our new Lieutenant Governor, Mae, the educator.
So. One day you're a teacher, the next day you're running around the state with a former pro wrestler who you've never heard of, and the day after that you're Lieutenant Governor. Life takes some interesting twists.
The Governor-elect Ventura says she will be the point person on education. See if she mentions that during her speech.
Thank you.
Here's Lieutenant Governor Schunk.
Thank you, Judge Bowser. Distinguished guests. Arnie Carlson and wife Susan. Jesse Ventura and wife Terry. I also wish to thank my husband, Bill, my son, Ben, and his wife, Jennifer. I thank all of you for the support that you have given me, the support that my husband and my family have given me throughout the campaign, as well as through the activities today and on for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, my husband told someone the other day that he got a promotion during my promotion, and the person asked, they said, oh, what job do you have? And he said, chief cook and bottle washer. So that's his promotion. He took over a few of my duties. But Judge Bowser, I worked with his three children in my school, and indeed, what a pleasure it was. And I can't say, it saddens me that I leave my kids in school, but I'm working for a greater cause, and that's for all of the Minnesota children. When Jesse brought me aboard, he said he wanted to enrich, enhance the education of all children in Minnesota and all students. So therefore, he said, I need an educator as my teammate. And so they found me and dubbed me Mae the Teacher. So here I am. But, years ago, We're at this inauguration here today, and years ago, the Romans had an inauguration also, and the person who carried out the political, assignments are they, as they are today, was called the augur. And the augur, the word comes from the Latin word avis, aviary, and aviary. But anyway, this augur was a fortune teller, and he stood and did the same kind of things that are happening here today with our judges announcing our duties. But he also predicted their future and also forecasted the political policies that would be best for the people. And they did this by watching the birds, and they watched the birds, listened to them sing, and watched them fly, and they examined the birds, and from this they could tell, they could forecast and predict the future of the politicians and the political policies that they would carry out. Well, you know, today we have the scientific polls that were supposed to predict the outcome of the election. Maybe, perhaps, we should have watched the birds and they would have been able to accurately tell it a little bit better. than what our polls did. But anyway, last Saturday, Jesse released a bald eagle. And as the bald eagle, this is an eagle that was caught in a trap and brought back to its health. And Jesse released it. And it was the most exciting experience. And as I watched it, I thought about the freedom that this eagle was soaring into, but also the risks that this bird will live and also that we as people live as we live our lives. So here we are taking the risk of you thinking of me as your lieutenant governor, but I want you to know that I like taking risks. I also like challenges, and I will do the best job that I can in serving the people of Minnesota and also in working with our new governor, Jesse Ventura. We will work hard to better the education of the children of Minnesota, as well as other kinds of things that will happen to make the lives of Minnesotans much better than what it is. I hope that we would be a model for the rest of the nation. And before I close, I'd also like to say a thank you to my parents in heaven who brought me to know what responsibility is and what expectations are. And without their help, I would not have risen to where I am today. Thank you. Thank you, guests.
Lieutenant Governor May Shunk, who has just taken the oath of office. Jesse Ventura's point person on education. Who would have thunk it, Mike Mulcahy? I mean,
well, let's just put it this way. I think there will be a lot of political professionals out listening to the birds in the next few weeks.
Above the fruit.
America the Beautiful, sung by the Sounds of Blackness. And we're getting very close now to the moment that all these people have gathered for.
Now I'll call on U.S. District Court Chief Judge Paul Magnuson, who will administer the oath of office to Governor-elect Jesse Ventura. As he becomes governor today, Jesse Ventura begins a new chapter in a long and varied public career, which is well known not only to Minnesotans, but to people throughout our country. Please come forward.
Jesse Ventura, who in his own words shocked the world on November 3rd, 2 months and a day later, is being sworn in as the governor of the state of Minnesota.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the state of Minnesota.
Of the state of Minnesota.
That I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of governor.
The duties of the office of governor.
Of the state of Minnesota.
Of the state of Minnesota.
Best of my judgment.
To the best of my judgment.
And ability.
And ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Governor.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Mulcahy, we now have a new governor, Jesse Ventura. Once said he, if elected, he would rappel into the state capitol for this ceremony, but far more dignified.
After he was elected, he said he recognized the dignity of the office, and he would appear in public with a suit and a coat and a tie, I should say. And I guess that leaves out the rappelling, too.
What a terrific news story this has been.
And you get the feeling it's just beginning.
Right. If you just tuned in and aren't aware of this, this is being broadcast across the country and, in fact, around the world. There are people from Japan, I know for a fact, are here to cover this, and I'm not sure about other countries, but national and, to some degree, international coverage of the swearing-in of Jesse Ventura. No name was used in the oath. There was a question as to which of his names he would use. Jesse Ventura, or his given name, Jim Janus.
He says he will sign documents, Jesse Ventura. And that was the name that appeared on the ballot.
Here is the governor, Jesse Ventura.
You know, I was down speaking in Austin, Minnesota, a couple weeks ago, to the Austin High School. And I asked them, I said, you know, I'm assuming this office, and all during the campaign, I never used a note, I never had a prepared speech ever. And I asked those high school kids in Austin, should I change? And they said, absolutely not. They told me, we want to hear from your heart and we want to hear from your soul. So that's what you're going to get today. I'm not changing. I want to offer thank you to Federal Judge Paul Magnuson, Governor, and Susan Carlson. A job well done. The state of Minnesota. The state of Minnesota owes you a debt of gratitude. To all the distinguished guests here today, to my campaign committee, I won't name them today, but for everyone that did work on the campaign, we shocked the world. We really did. To my wife Terry, my daughter Jade, my son Tyrell, who they're riding along on another one of Dad's escapades, and we're not done yet. And I do owe them a thank you, because they're always there for me. No matter what it is I decide I'm going to try next, they're always there with full support.
and they'll continue to be there. And I just hope that this doesn't change their lives too much, that they can go on being who they are and who I love them for. I want to thank all my friends, family, the people of Minnesota who put me here. It's a great honor. They've bestowed onto me the highest job you can have in the state of Minnesota. And as I said it on election night, certainly I'll make mistakes, but rest assured, I will do the best job I possibly can to the best of my ability. And I think that's all we ask of anyone in life. Do your best. I know when I coach football at Champlain Park High School, the young men that I work with there, I always tell them I will never, ever punish you for losing, but God help you if you quit on me. Because there is a difference between losing and quitting. Someone will always lose. But if you quit, you can't go home and look yourself in the mirror. I also want to thank today my former teammates, many of who are here. And when I say teammates, yes, the United States Navy, which I spent 4 glorious years of my life, the Navy Honor Guard, Color Guard up here, as well as the other Navy teammates of mine sitting throughout the audience. It was a time in my life that created who I am today. It really and truly did. I want to thank my mother and father, who are there watching today at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. And I can tell right now that the ground's heating up a little bit where they're at. Because I think today, most of all, my mom and dad would look down and say, I can't believe it. Look what he's done now. But you know, there's a lot of questions that go on. Is Jesse Ventura up to governing? Can Jesse Ventura do the job? Well, I told you I was going to come here today and I was going to speak from the heart. Well, not totally true. I have to read something. And yes, when you get 47, these become part of your uniform. But I received this just a little while ago, and it says a lot to me. And so for all you people out there that might have questions on whether I can succeed, questions whether I can do a good job at this huge task, the big shoes I have to follow in, the row of them sitting there in the second row that have come before me, I received this yesterday, and it said, I'm sure you must be nervous and apprehensive and maybe a little frightened by such a huge and challenging endeavor. But keep this in mind. You've been there. You've been pushed, tried, and tested by the best, and you've passed with flying colors. Keep that hoo-yah spirit and don't change a thing. I wish you the very best of luck and success. Sincerely, Master Chief Terry Mother Moy.
Terry Moy was Jesse Ventura's first instructor, or first phase instructor in
the
SEALs.
So for any of you that have any doubts, he's standing to the left of me and I'll behave. And it touched me a great deal, because as I move forward, I know I can always look back to my Navy SEAL training when the going gets tough. And I know it's not as tough as that. And that's what this is all about, again, is simply doing your best. And as we move forward into the next 4 years, I send the message out to the Reform Party, to the Democrats, and to the Republicans. Let's remember what took place in this last election that we Minnesotans can be so proud of. And that is the fact we had the highest voter turnout in the United States of America. And that message was powerful because it brought back people who hadn't voted. It brought new, young voters out. And these new young people, this generation that came on board, and yes, might well have elected me. We must put down the partisan party politics and look at the bigger picture. We must look at the picture of these young people who have now come on board. These young people who want to be part of the system, who want to vote and take part in the great thing we have here called the United States of America and the state of Minnesota. So with that in mind, I want you all to remember, we cannot fail. We must not fail, because if we do, we could lose this generation, and we dare not let that happen. Because, you know, there's publicity going all over the country now about Minnesota and its new governor. But in reality, the reality of the situation is, it's those young people. It's those disenchanted voters that we've reached out to and brought back to the system. We have to keep striving and keep doing that. Because voting is a privilege, but it's also a civic duty. And it's a duty that many men, like you see throughout the crowd here, our military, have spilled their blood and given their lives to protect that simple right, the right to vote. So I challenge all Minnesotans. A little over 60% is nice, but I wrote it on a chalkboard to my chief of staff and said, the next election, 2 years from now, I want no less than 70. So that's,
thank you.
That's the challenge before us now, to keep these young people involved, to keep opening the arms of government and make it citizen-friendly, to bring the people back to respecting their government. And we had a group of citizens in here the other night talking about how do we keep them involved. These were first-time voters. These were people that hadn't voted in 5 elections. And one main thing came out. They said, honesty. Honesty. That's what we want. Don't tell us what we necessarily want to hear. We want honesty. And I tell you today that the one thing you'll get from Governor Jesse Ventura, you may not always want to hear it, but you will get honesty. And I will continue to be honest for the next 4 years. And I will continue to lead with the best of my ability that I can possibly have to take Minnesota into the new millennium, because the movement is also much more centrist. There's a movement out there, a central goal to bring us all together, and always remember, let's do what's right for the people of Minnesota. We hold these jobs, state officials, with that in mind. We are up here to serve the people and do what's best for the state of Minnesota. I know this is a speech, and if I've forgotten other people, I apologize, who should be recognized. My mother and father-in-law, Sharon and Gordy Larson, who always believe. My biggest fans. But I'll finish today, because I'm not going to talk overly long, but I'll finish today again to remember this. We are all Minnesotans. That's the bottom line, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Reform Party, or whatever party you might be. We are all Minnesotans. Now we move forward to do Minnesota's business, and we will do it to the best of our ability. Hoo-yah!
Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, his inauguration speech being sworn in today as Minnesota's 38th governor, 37th person to hold the office. Mike Mulcahy, all of that without any notes. Pretty amazing, although I think some of it was a little road-tested through the campaign and in subsequent days. You know, Gary, I was thinking as I was listening to the speech, a lot of people I talked to early on in the campaign, a year ago this time, were saying, especially the Republicans who were trying to get Norm Coleman to enter the race, you know, they said they were trying to get him to do it. I don't think he was that hesitant about it. They said that Norm Coleman brings a certain Ronald Reagan sense, a charisma,
And just listening to that speech, I was struck that Jesse Ventura, Ronald Reagan similarities.
Right.
They both seem to have that talent to connect to the listener.
Absolutely. By the way, Jesse Ventura is going to be here in the studios tomorrow over the noon hour, so all of you listening will have a chance to call in with your questions and comments for the new governor. That'll be tomorrow at noon. Live coverage right now from the State Capitol Rotunda. Still to come, a salute from the governor's old Navy SEAL buddies.
Congratulations, Governor Ventura, Lieutenant Governor Shunk, Secretary of State Kiffmeyer, State Auditor Dutcher, State Treasurer Johnson, and Attorney General Hatch. Congratulations to all of you on behalf of all Minnesotans. Please be seated, everybody. I wish you the best for success in the next 4 years. In you, the trust of the people of the state is placed. I'd also like to thank especially the Sounds of Blackness, and that's what Governor Ventura wanted me not to forget, and I wasn't going to.
Incidentally, this is Chief Justice Kathleen Blatz presiding.
The Minnesota State Band, the Minnesota Department of Transportation Choir, and the... and the City Songs Children's Choir for their fine musical contributions to this event. The new state officers will be greeting the public in front of the stage following the program. A public reception will take place from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock p.m. in the North Hall here in the Capitol. As I close, I'd like to share with you the optimistic words spoken 38 years ago today by Governor Elmer Anderson in his first address to the Minnesota Legislature. It is an enormously exciting world. It has great potential for every living soul if we have but the vision and purpose to make common sense and goodwill prevail. Thank you all for joining us today.
The inauguration of Jesse Ventura and Minnesota's other five constitutional offices. Live coverage coming to you from the State Capitol Rotunda. And Mike Mulcahy, I think the next thing up now, I think we'll have that little tribute to Jesse from his old Navy SEAL buddies. They're saluting the new governor. We'll have a rendition of Minnesota Hail to Thee by the Minnesota State Band as the people file out. I think that's the end of the ceremony. Laura McCollum standing by up in the balcony of the Capitol Rotunda. Laura, you're with some folks who have come by to watch the ceremony in person, I understand.
Yeah, Gary, I've got with me Ben Walt of St. Paul and Bjorn Nelson of White Bear Lake, who seemed pretty enthusiastic about what you heard. Let's start with you, Ben. What did you like about what Jesse said?
Basically, I feel that it's about time we got a governor in that's citizen-friendly and that's actually trying to, like, get people what they want instead of always fighting, like, your average person. He seems down-to-earth, and I'm just happy that we finally got a governor in that's going to do something for the common person and not just, like, be thinking about money and politics, but thinking about, like, how everybody's living and what, like, the value and quality of life is.
Bjorn, what did you hear in his speech that spoke to you?
The honesty thing. I think that's pretty much what I, you know, what stood out for me, and just his enthusiasm and the way he, you know, grabs the whole room with their attention, with his attention, and makes everyone feel like he's no better than they are.
Do you, both of you, come in with high hopes for him, or what do you expect over the next 4 years? What do you want him to do?
Well, I'd like to see him follow through with I don't know. First of all, I'm going to be looking to see what his policy is with, like, the tax return, or, like, you know, if we have extra surplus money, is that going to go back to the people? That's really what I'm looking for my first clue as to whether or not he's just another politician or if he's someone different.
Yeah, if he doesn't give that back, that'll be a sign to you that he doesn't mean what he says?
That would be a big sign, but then I've also heard rumors, I've never seen him speak on it directly, that he's also for the legalization of marijuana, and I personally, that is something I'd like to see him try to do, but, you know, I mean, this still gotta have its limits like alcohol or anything else, but I do think that that's something people should have the freedom to do.
Bjorn, how about you? What do you want to see in the next 4 years?
I want to see him, well, first off, I want to see him get past this budget issue and see how he can come through with that like he's been planning on, and then I really want to see the education part show up after that, and hopefully that'll come through when I've got kids and it'll be make an impact on the future generations.
Now, was this a big hardship for the two of you to get here today and wait to be able to see the inaugural ceremony? Was this a big priority, Ben?
Oh, yeah. It was a priority, yeah. I mean, we wanted to come in. I wouldn't say it was a big burden. I mean, the parking was fairly decent, so we got up here fine. It was a long wait, and I really, you know, obviously I wasn't that interested in what the other speakers had to say. I was more interested in Jesse, and so the wait was kind of obnoxious because I'm dressed for warm weather, so.
Yeah. Bjorn, did you think you'd have to wait outside? Were you surprised that you got a pretty good seat?
I was watching the news this morning. They said there were going to be seats for 5,000 people, but you're probably going to have to stand outside, and I was just amazed to see how, you know, how much room there was for us, and I'm just happy to be able to get a glimpse. I want to get down there pretty soon and see if I can shake his hand, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I also came here to see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Gary, that was Ben Wolf of St. Paul and Bjorn Nelson of White Bear Lake, just among the crew that have been waiting to hear from the new governor, Jesse Ventura. Back to you.
Thanks, Laura. Well, as one of your guests there mentioned, Arnold Schwarzenegger came to town for the occasion, and here's why he showed up.
I am so excited about Jesse being the new governor of the state. I mean, it is just wonderful because he and his wife, Terry, are such a great team, and they care so much for people and for helping the underdog, and I think the state will be extremely happy with his performance.
Arnold Schwarzenegger speaking before today's ceremony. Martin Costi joins us now from the State Capitol Rotunda. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Gary. I was hoping to give you Senator Wellstone here. He had to leave, but the scene here is one of just general congratulations as people line up on the stage to shake the hand of the new governor and, of course, Lieutenant Governor and the other constitutional officers who have taken their oaths today. The public has lined up here. There is a crowd. It's nothing like the thousands they were expecting, but they're lining up, as Laura reported, up the staircases, anticipating this moment to shake his hand and say hello. I think I even spotted a couple of Jesse Ventura lookalikes in the crowd, and maybe if get back to you in a couple minutes here, we can talk to them.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Martin Costi at the State Capitol Rotunda as our live coverage continues of today's swearing-in ceremony. Mike Mulcahy, nothing too surprising, I suppose, in what the governor had to say in his inauguration remarks.
Not really. He talked about always being honest. He said you might not always want to hear it, but you'll always get honesty from Jesse Ventura. He made a plea to members of the other political parties, saying we're all Minnesotans and we have to put Minnesota first. And he also made a plea to keep young people involved in the political process, saying that he wants to get the 60% voter turnout from last November up to 70% for the next election. I think, Gary, the real surprise may have been what Martin hit on there. The organizers of this event were expecting thousands of people to attend, mm-hmm. and it sounds as if that did not happen. It may be just because it's so cold and it's on the radio, it's on TV. Why not just stay home? In fact, it probably is because of that. And also, of course, this is an inconvenient time of day for most people, but that's probably the most surprising thing to come out of this inauguration day.
I would think the weather just has to play havoc with this, because the initial plan was that everybody had to stand outside, lined up outside, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock and take your turn, and which could involve, of course, waiting for a half hour, hour to get inside the building, and with sub-zero wind chills.
That could involve severe frostbite.
You have to be pretty dedicated to do that.
But now I think the administration begins. He's Governor Ventura now. Mm-hmm. We don't have to talk about Governor-elect Ventura anymore. The legislature officially convenes tomorrow at noon. Steve Swigum will become the new Speaker of the House. the Republican speaker, and then the wheels will start to turn. The new members will come up to speed on some of the issues. The governor will have to submit his formal budget proposal. Then the committees of the legislature will take that apart and talk about it, and we'll see how it ends up.
Now, were you at all surprised, Mike? Governor Ventura, during his speech, at one point spoke directly to the legislators and other office holders, for that matter, and seemed to lecture them a little bit about, well, you have to do the people's business here. That's what we're here for. The implication perhaps being that, well, that isn't what they've been doing all this time.
Well, I'm sure many legislators and other state officials would be surprised to hear that. On the other hand, it does seem during a legislative session that there are often many issues that are thrown up for a vote just for use in that next political brochure to, everything from the abortion issue to taxes to gun control, those really contentious issues where the debate can go on hour after hour after hour. And some of the amendments definitely are thrown up to get a vote out of somebody, to mark down, you know, John Smith, representative from somewhere or other, voted to not to cut your taxes, and I can show you right here. And maybe that's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
And since he does not have a big party apparatus, and he doesn't really have to worry about the next election, maybe that's what he's talking about. But certainly every legislator who goes up there believes he's doing the public's work, and I don't know how they'll take to that kind of talk.
Back to the State Capitol Rotunda, Laura McCollum standing by. Laura?
Hi, Gary. I'm here with Patsy Palmer of Plymouth, who's wearing a Jesse Ventura button. Was it important for you to be here today?
Absolutely.
What do you like about Jesse as now our new governor?
He's just a very honest man. He'll do a good job, and he says it like it is.
What did you think of his speech today?
I liked it very much.
What about it?
Well, he's saying how he's going to be honest with everybody, whether they like it or not, and that's what it will be.
Have you supported Reform Party candidates in the past, or is this the first time?
We supported Dean Barkley when he ran for Senate against Wellstone and Boshewitz. So we've been in it for a while.
Was it a hassle to get here today and get a front row seat to be able to see the inauguration?
Not too bad. The traffic was a little bad this morning, but it was worth coming over here. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
And now you're looking forward to shaking his hand?
Right, if we can get in there, yes.
Have you met him before?
Oh, yes. We were at the Canterbury Downs for that inauguration party and been to a couple of fundraisers, which my husband put on one of them, and plus he's taken him around to the debates. And so we've kind of known him.
Do you think he'll be able to live up to all the expectations?
Yes, I do. I have no doubt.
And why?
Because he's a very strong man. He believes in, he's going to do what he believes in.
Thank you very much. That was Patsy Palmer of Plymouth here in the Capitol Rotunda, watching people starting to go through the receiving line with Jesse Ventura. Big line. A lot of people want to shake his hand.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura. Laura McCollum checking in from the State Capitol Rotunda. And Mike Mulcahy, we're out of time. We're going to have to wrap up our coverage here. But, of course, much, much more on the inauguration and all things considered this afternoon. And a reminder, tomorrow at noon, Jesse Ventura will be here in our studios to take listener questions. So that's coming up tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Alan Strickland and Trish Daler did all the technical work on this broadcast, and we sure thank them for their help. Martin Costi, Laura McCollum at the Capitol, Mike Mulcahy here. I'm Gary Acton. Thanks for tuning in.